Hi, this is Ivy Levy from In My Kitchen. Oh, you guys missed me. Well, I missed you too. I was sitting on a beach in Florida. But I love all the emails that you sent wondering where I was. And sometimes I wonder if anybody's really listening, so it's nice to know that you are. Summer is a great time for food, and we always talk about the fresh vegetables and the fresh fruit. There's so much that's great about summer foods. I mean, you guys have heard me drone on and on and on, so now you're going to have to listen for just one more time. Tomatoes, the one garden vegetable that just about everybody gets a hold of in the summer. I mean, we've discussed this before. The orange styrofoam stuff that you get in the supermarket does not compare to something that you grow in your own yard. I love tomatoes, and, you know, just as usual, like zucchini, I end up with about 20,000 of them at the end of the year. And what the hell do you do with all of them? I know what to do with them. Roast them. Are you scratching your head? Try this. The next time you end up with leftover cherry tomatoes or anything that's soft on the counter going bad, toss them with a little magic oil and a little salt. And for those of you who don't have magic oil, you can use any kind. Don't use extra virgin. Canola, olive, fine. Toss it, lay it out on a foil-lined baking sheet, and put it in your oven at 250 for about, I don't know, 4 hours. That's usually what I set mine for. Your house is going to smell really good. Now, the time allotted is going to depend on the size and the shape of the tomato. If you cut them open and spread them out, they will cook a lot faster. If you leave them whole, they will cook a lot slower, but they'll also be a little bit different. I love making tomato sauce out of the big ones. It's such an intense flavor. And the cherry tomatoes, they're just really, really good. You can use them on anything. And I have to tell you, I can't take credit for that one. It is not mine. My friend Brooke taught me how to do that one day. And ever since then, I've been doing it every time I have tomatoes that get left over. Because you know we all do. Well, that's it for me this week. I hope you guys have fun with your gardens and your tomatoes. And have a lovely weekend. And I will see you next week.